אני אתמול במשך היום.
Yesterday, throughout the day, I was following two phenomena.
חושב על עצמי, כמה להיות
קשור. If I think about myself, how much I can be connected to the goal and to the group, through the group, to the goal. How much does that help me? And how much does it help me if I think this way about the friends, about how much they will be connected to the goal and I care for them? That is, what is more beneficial? What is more important? What is stronger? Connecting me to the path so that I can truly not disconnect from it. Either I ask that the friends will not disconnect from the goal, or I'm concerned, that is, I'm concerned that they will not be disconnected from the goal, or I'm concerned that they will hold me so that I will not disconnect from the goal. So then it turns out that, well, there are times for this, there are times for that. However, in truth, it's more important that I will care for them. Because my concern is then inside of them, and also I'm aiming them, pushing all of them together. I'm responsible for them. How do we feel that? How do we check that? To what extent I sometimes discover myself that I'm completely disconnected from the goal, disconnected from the study, disconnected from connection. I'm simply thrown out in this world. And when I start searching, I do not discover what I can get hold on, how can I reach back to the right connection, so that I can feel myself that I'm oriented, that I'm in some connection with spirituality. But I'm confused, dazed, and with respect to spirituality, I seemingly have no thoughts, no emotions. And later on, when I do find some connection with the friends, I think about it, I read or hear something, then I start to receive joy and confidence that I'm there together with everyone, and everyone is holding me, and I'm devoted to them, that I discover that I depend completely, completely on the group. I depend on the group. So much so that simply without the group, I... I cannot be in any spiritual state. And to the extent that I have a feeling that I'm simply lost, they forgot about me, they left me alone. So then I'm not, I don't exist at all. I'm not on a path or anything, I'm just in midair. To the extent that I feel this way, and to the extent that I feel why I'm connected and I'm together with them, and I have joy and I have confidence, to the extent that the gap between these two states is greater, it is a sign that I am advancing. As
David HaMelech,
King David writes, you hid your face, I would be alarmed. I was alarmed. When the Creator hides his face, the person also loses the kli and also the light, We're talking about high degrees, but nevertheless, this is what he feels. Then the person feels that that's it. He is falling into the abyss, into a place of darkness. And if he connects with the group once again, then again, he has joy and confidence and a good, correct feeling. So then it is truly like a baby that if he's attached to the mother, he feels good. And if he's by himself, then he feels bad.
And
it's a good feeling. It is a good feeling. It's a feeling with which we are truly beginning to become babies in spirituality, which is already spirituality. It's already a special state. When we are already connected with the group, that is connected to our soul, and also to the light inside of the soul, bit by bit it will be revealed to us. And my whole confidence and my joy will be not out of myself, that I feel something, I'm there, I understand, but only out of the fact that I am connected with the friends. I get hold of them, just like the baby gets hold of the mother, and I'm together with them. As much as I can give to them, as much as I can receive from them, and on this mutual connection, my entire spiritual life depends. So, this connection from that, we feel it as a darkness, helplessness, and connection to the group would give me the full confidence and light and joy. If we feel this way, let's say before the preparation for the lesson, when I'm not yet connected with the group, and after I'm in the preparation and I get into the lesson, so as much as the gap between the state before and the state after is greater,
it's
more respected. I'm closer and closer to the goal. I hope that we will find out these things more and more, and we will be in the preparation for the lesson in such a way that we will feel how much the state before the lesson, before the preparation, and the state after the preparation, they are extreme, in greater darkness and also with more light, as the advantage of light out of darkness. And we will see our progress in such a way. And then confidence, joy, we will have it not egoistically, but to the opposite. I will feel myself that I, by myself, am nothing, zero, if I'm not connected to the group. But I'll have all the confidence and joy out of being connected, and then I have everything. If I disconnect, then I am by myself.
Дорогой Раф, тоже такой же путь прошел сегодня с утра, проснулся абсолютно как бы ноль, и потом вот в мыслях о товарищах
постепенно. Also went through a certain path to today in the morning, started from zero, and then from thinking of the friends, I started to gradually pray for them, and then at the end of preparation, you come to a state of joy and confidence. How can I continue this feeling now into the lesson, not just enjoy it?
But I also enjoy it, yes, but my enjoyment is that that I, through the society, get confidence and power, and then with the confidence and power that I receive from the society, now I see what is important for me. What is important for me is the society. This is my soul, the general kli, the ten sefirot, in which I discover all of the spiritual reality, and then I act in order to strengthen this kli. So I ask myself, what can I do in order for me to live in this kli, first of all, permanently, that I will not disconnect from it, not in light, not in darkness, in all of the different states, that I will discover in this kli all kinds of different states, that everything is replaced and everything there keeps changing, and I feel it as my spiritual life. So in them I will have a sense and this sense and the revelation of the Creator out of that, because He is inviting these states and He is giving me the possibility to be involved in it, and this is how we will advance.
Ну а как товарищам как бы это передать? Вот у нас, ну, особенности на уроке сейчас. Вот у нас как бы.
But how do you pass it on to the friends, especially now in the lesson?
Как-то активно.
We have like a certain kind of language now. I can't actively connect with them.
First of all, in the thought. First of all, in the thought. In whatever you do, think out of the group, that you are a part of it and you would like to promote them, and how can they advance together with you, and in such a mutual way you're holding each other. They are also thinking and not far from you. It's not only you in the group, but also everyone is in it to some extent, each one according to his point in the heart. But all in all, those impressions, when we connect them together, by that we reach a sufficient impression, distinction between light and darkness, between lack and confidence, and confidence in the group, between the right yearning for the Creator, the right passion, in order to give Him contentment out of the connection between us. And this is how we advance. We build the kli. Our kli is a kli of sensation. It's not the intellect. This is why it says it's not the wise.
How can we improve our common, our preparation before the lesson?
Yes, it is preferable that we improve the preparation before the lesson, so that we will feel how much before the preparation we were in the feeling of darkness, lack of confidence, lack of orientation, in terms of our connection with the others, our thoughts, our intentions, and inclination. Well, it wasn't really quite spiritual towards the group and the Creator. I was thinking about myself, about my feeling, and it's not that my feeling stems out of me being adhered to them, supporting them, that I'm happy about them. So here are the scrutinies that are being more and more disconnected from myself, from my ego, and more connected to the ten and to its common purpose. So there has to be a feeling and a discernment of what I achieved, where I was before the preparation, let's say half an hour before the lesson. We connect for 15 minutes in our groups, each one in his group, and another 15 minutes we are in a general preparation of all of the groups that have already prepared themselves, each and every one of them. Between them, each group, after 15 minutes of preparation, they feel themselves pretty much as one body, as one man in one heart, and then all of these groups, where each one of them is already as one, they come together. And then we reach the beginning of the lesson truly as one group, 1-10, all of us together. Well, it happens sometimes, sometimes it doesn't, but the efforts towards this direction, is that something we have to do?
Many times we don't get into the lesson that way. Sometimes the scrutiny of where we are, what's happening, extends through the whole lesson.
Well, the preparation needs to be this way nevertheless. The lesson can be about how to advance these things, how to study them, to delve into them. Maybe that is the topic of the lesson. But it is desirable that before the lesson we will already position ourselves so that each one is connected to his 10 correctly, and he's there truly included in it. And all of the 10s also pretty much are connected. If they're not integrated together, then at least they connect and they feel themselves as a single body.
Is there anything to improve technically, the actions we do before the lesson, in terms of what we do today, reading together, workshop?
I now talk to the one who is in charge of our visuals on what we see on the screens. I was talking to Alex Mizrahi and I told him I'm not pleased with those images that you see. Now, let's say you see me, and next to me there are many groups, right?
Right.
Right, that's now. But usually each one only sees his 10. Usually, right?
Yes, but if you want, you can open the picture of the groups that everyone else, that like you are seeing. We have this option.
So I have three big screens. On one screen, I see Gilad, who is the reader today. On a second screen, I see all the groups. Well, not everyone, but as much as they can put in there. Show everyone what I see on the second screen. Okay, that's what I see on the second screen. And then I choose which 10 or who's going to ask out of this screen. And those that I choose, I see them on the third screen. No, not this. Let's say I chose now Dudi from PT6, right? So this is the third screen. So I have three screens. Sometimes even that third screen, which is actually common to everyone, sometimes they split it. I don't do it. They do it. So that I see, let's say, myself and the group that I talk to. Well, now they're showing me the North America groups. So, I don't know, it seems to me that it's very important for us to see all of the groups. Well, not everyone, we can't put all the groups in there, but at least what they're showing us now. And on this background, I can already see the group or the person who is talking right now. Let's say Dudi that we now talked, or you know. So we need to think about how do we make it so that this visual form will give me maximal connection to the world Kli. It's very important, and the connection is through seeing. This, nevertheless, is our primary sense.
Okay. bb.kli.1. Rav, can I continue?
Yes.
I wanted to ask this. How can everyone shorten the time from being invested in yourself to a point where you begin to be a part of the Kli that the 10 is building, a part of the whole world Kli?
By reading. I don't want to see images from yesterday. I don't want to be impressed from me seeing faces. I get up early, let's say. I get up a lot before 2:30 when the preparations begin. And I try to read something, as I used to do with Rabash. We would be reading something from Bala Sulam. And this way we would enter this inspiration. This is what I do. Besides this, well, I have an additional obligation. I feel myself responsible for the entire Kli, for all of the students, so I am truly under stress and preparing myself. Well, before that I go to look at the broadcast, it's on the same floor where I am. And I see how everything is getting organized and people are, you know, getting ready. And I also read, mostly I read the same passages that they prepared for us. Let's say today I was reading from the excerpts number 60-something on that same document. But the most important, I'm saying it again, the most important is to see how you are impressed and you're becoming ready before the lesson with the excitement that you entirely depend on the society. And it's not that you depend on the society, but that too is egoistic, but rather how much you are devoted to them. You already disconnect from yourself and you try to be inside of them. And this actually is already the preparation to entering above reason with the lesson.
How do you come out of your own Kli and start living a different one?
But for me, the work is easier than it is for you, because I have an obligation, a duty. I must be connected to the world Kli. I must be concerned about everyone. I'm afraid that I might not be able to function in such a way, and I will not give people what they're expecting. Well, for me, this concern is, let's say, out of my role, my duty. But in fact, each and every one of us should be in this duty. And each one should be thinking about it. Because we are all considered as one. We're equally important. I'm just the organizer. But with respect to the elevation of the group and connecting with the Creator, each one has a point in the heart and it is unique. And if he will not create contact for everyone with the Creator, then we won't have wholeness in our connection. We will not truly be adhered to the Creator. It depends on each and every one who, as much as he creates his personal contact with the Creator, and through this contact is passing the connection from the Creator to everyone and from everyone to the Creator.
I want to ask about us. We don't have your role.
I don't think that should make a big difference. However, for me, it's more of an administrative role. I have to be ready for it, and I have to, from this point, I have to pass the materials to you. But indeed, inside, each one of us has the same role. Truly so.
Still, if possible, I see that I used to run into the lesson with a different Kli, egoistically, and today it just doesn't work. I feel like I have to come with a different Kli, otherwise I can't receive anything from the lesson. So how do you do that? How do you replace these vessels? I don't know, I can't get the method to do it.
When you come before the thought, before the contact with the group, you feel yourself that you are lacking orientation, you're confused, you're foggy, you're not organized according to your thoughts and desires, you have no orientation or direction. Do you feel it?
Of course, total helplessness.
Excellent. The more you'll have this feeling each and every day, helplessness, lack of connection, I have nothing, I do not belong, it is very good. It is very good. This is an egoistic form from which we start each day, a new portion of our, a new slice of our ego that is revealed to us, with which we have to work. Now, I make all kinds of efforts in order to connect with the group. And then I begin to receive from them, from the verses that we have to study. I begin to get an awakening, an inspiration, connection, and then I reach a state, like I said already, well, in the beginning of my talking, my words today, that I feel that I depend on the society, that I'm connected with them, that my connection with the Creator depends on them, it passes through them. Gradually, I need to get a feeling that I don't have direct contact with the Creator, but only on the condition that I connect through them, and then I receive a connection with the Creator once I connect through them, and then that connection which I have achieved, now I can take whatever they need and also pass it to the Creator by myself. But at first, it's only through them I begin to feel how I can reach to the Creator. And then I take their deficiencies and I serve them to the Creator through me. And that way, I prepare myself before the lesson.
So how does this transition happen when you begin to, I don't know, and despite the resistance to connection, you just run to it each time?
Because I feel myself, let's say when I get up in the morning, I'm like an animal, a beast. I'm just a beast, I have nothing, I get up like this. Even though I have all kinds of desires and thoughts, but it's all disorganized, it's all kinds of fluids. And then I have to arrange myself. As we talk now, as much as I feel myself that I am disconnected emotionally, most importantly, emotionally, bit by bit, I arrange my connection with the group through the texts, through the texts, through thoughts. Usually I immediately run to the excerpts that we have to study in the lesson. If these are excerpts that talk about connection with the Creator, faith above reason, all of these things, but usually this is how we start the lesson, with such excerpts. And then we come to Tess or to the last generation. So that's it. Try, and you will see how much this awakens you and how much there will be a gap between how you are before the preparation and after the preparation. This is considered that you are preparing the kli. And about the quality of this kli, meaning the gap between the beast in us and the Adam in us, that is before the preparation and after the preparation, this gap, we need to be concerned that it will be as great as possible. But it will happen to you, it will happen in each one, more or less, but we're in it. We are already arranged. They don't want to show us where we are, so as to not to confuse us and to leave.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, our question is, when does preparation start?
At 2:30 a.m. according to the Israeli time. If you're asking when, if you're asking me, not according to the clock, then the preparation is always. Always we are in the preparation and in the study, always. A person should always be preparing himself to exit a state and enter the next state, always. So the preparation is that's the deficiency, establishing the lack for spirituality so that it is as true as possible, so that we will depict spirituality as correctly as possible before us. Each time, of course, it's according to our degree. However, the preparation is the creation, the preparation of the kli. It's the yearning, it's the form of the yearning, and therefore it's all done inside of the group. Look what it says in the Zohar. We should extract these passages from the Zohar about the preparation of the group of Rashbi, what they did, and how they wanted to kill one another before they started the preparation and the lesson, and how afterwards they would reach unbounded love, connection between them, and then they discover all the upper light called the Zohar between them. They write about
This is from Rabash. What is the meaning of the purification of a cow's ashes in the work? In faith, we should make three discernments. One, for example, if a person gives to his friend $1,000 and the person accepts it, and he is completely sure and believes, since this man is my friend and a meticulous person, so if he gives this money, there must be $1,000 there. And there's no need to count. This is called faith below reason. In other words, he believes him because his reason does not object what it believes. Meaning, there is no contradiction between believing him and the reason. It follows that to him, faith is below reason. And the reason is more important. That is, he believes him because reason does not object. However, if this is in contrast to reason, he will probably not believe. This is still not regarded as faith above reason. Two, he tells him, here is $1,000. The receiver counts it three times and sees that there is the stated amount there, and says to the giver, I believe you that there is that amount there, as you say. Certainly, this does not count as faith. Three, he counts the $1,000 three times and sees that $1 is missing. But he says to the giver, I believe you that there is $1,000 there. Even though the reason and the intellect say that there is less here, he says that he believes. This is called true above reason. Again, he counts and he sees he has the exact amount, but in truth, he doesn't have that amount. So, why is he lying?
He wants to be in the view, in the same view with that person who gave him the money, and not believe what he sees, but rather believe what the other person who gave him the money says. This is considered that he is going above his own reason, him is going along with the reason of the friend, let's say. It's a kind of an exercise. With which view, which reason do you live? We get from the environment all kinds of views, all kinds of foundations, think this way, talk about that way, etc. And out of that, we build our own foundation through which we look at the world. That is, the world establishes for us our view, our reason. It's not no longer my reason, it's what I get from everyone. They inject it into me, and out of that, I already look at the world. In order to get rid of whatever form, whatever outlook at the world was established in me by the different media and all of my educators, and reach a state where I would like to see the world not the way that I do now, looking through their eyes, hearing through their ears, and through all of their senses. I would like to reach a new sense. My sense. How will I do that? About this, it says they have eyes but see not, they have ears but hear not. That is, I truly need to determine for myself a new approach towards the world so that I will see the world in a way that I'm disconnected from the egoistic clay, that I'm disconnected from whatever the world is filling up my egoistic clay with, establishing it in such a way. I want to reach a different vision, a different outlook, a different perception of reality. This is considered that I'm going to perform actions of faith above reason. That I would like to ascend above my own view, my reason. It's called above reason. What exists above reason is called faith. And that way, I reach a state where I will see the spiritual world, the eternal world, the Creator. And for that, I don't have to perform some other actions besides what we're talking about together, and we want to do it in the group. PD 12.
Rav, is it correct to say that the missing dollar is a flaw I see in the friend and I correct myself nevertheless?
Well, of course you see that it is missing, but that's in your eyes. There is another level through which you can relate to life, not according to your level, not according to they have eyes but see not, they have ears but hear not, but rather according to a different kind of seeing and hearing, where you are going in the form of bestowal, in a form where you are elevating yourself to the view, the reason of the group, the reason of the Creator. Then you will see a different reality. And of course, it is against the true reality of now, against your own senses. But this is how you reach a new world, a new galaxy, truly a new universe. Otherwise, you cannot. Otherwise, you'll just stay within your beast, and this is how it will keep on. And not reason the way that people use that. Faith for us means the force of bestowal. And reason is what I now discover, see, or get from others, that this is what I have, and above it, I build a new level of the perception of reality. That is, I now want to see reality in a different way, relate to it in a different way. This is called faith above reason. That is, I want to relate to reality not the way that my senses are talking, are showing it to me, but rather the way I hear it, I'm impressed, I'm inspired by the Kabbalists who are telling me about it. And they want to elevate me to a new level, a new perception. So that there are other kelim that are called the kelim of Bina, not the kelim of Malchut. And through the kelim of Bina, I'd like to see reality. That is, through the kli of the bestower, like the creator, the way that the creator sees reality. This is how I would like to see reality. It is considered through the kelim of Bina.
Moscow 1.
Рав, я хочу вот таким вот образом спросить. Вот это восприятие, оно, ну, как бы обратно тому, которым естественным образом
now, this perception
видеть. И возникает естественно.
Seemingly, it is the opposite of how we are used to seeing the world. And clearly, the fear comes out of that. Fear of becoming an abnormal person, insane. A person has to work and educate his children, etc., etc. So I don't understand where inside can one approach fit in with the other. How do they complement each other?
I saw many Kabbalists, and in our world, there are many people who are in faith above reason, in little degree, small degrees, but it doesn't matter. Still, they're in it. And it doesn't prevent them from being in this world and doing all their businesses. Like Baal HaSulam writes about the teacher who taught him, and then he discovered that he passed away, that he was a known merchant in the city and in the world, but no one knew that he was a Kabbalist. And how he appeared to Baal HaSulam. These things are not connected, it's two levels. A person exists on both, and one doesn't hinder the other, and doesn't confuse him also. Now, when we don't yet have faith above reason permanently, only here and there, maybe some of us have that feeling that we rise to a new perception of reality through bestowal, through Bina. It's still not much. We'll advance, and you'll see that it doesn't pose any disturbance. On the contrary, it's a necessity for all people in this world to reach a state of seeing reality through the force of bestowal. To see reality the way the force of bestowal, the Creator, sees it. In this way, we will live and exist. This is new matter, it's new perception, it's new reality, to the point that the reality of this world completely disappears from our perception. And we all rise to perceive the spiritual reality. We need to understand that if we were built differently, we'd see the world differently. It's not that the world has some reality that this is how it is. It's how we depict this reality in our own perception. So, understand that if we had other senses, we would perceive the world in a different way. That's what the wisdom of Kabbalah wants to show us, how to accept, receive the true reality, which is the abstract light that paints different shapes in the person. So we can change the qualities of the person, and then the upper light will show us all kinds of different states or different worlds. And we will then understand how and why we exist. We come to a state where we can change reality by changing our qualities. The upper light is abstract light. It's constant, and it fills all of reality. And if we can change our qualities, we will see a different reality each time. So throughout the 125 degrees, this is happening until we probably come to perceive the complete reality, which is the complete upper.
Shuv keta mispar 24.
Again, excerpt 24. We must believe in the sages who tell us that all our work, however we work, if the person attributes the work to the Creator, even if it is in utter lowliness, the Creator enjoys it. The person should be happy that he can do things while in a state of lowliness. The person should tell himself that the Creator enjoys this work, which is entirely above reason. Reasonably thinking, this work is not considered work, meaning an important act that the Creator enjoys, yet he believes in the sages who told us that the Creator does enjoy it. However, this is above reason.
Meaning that we don't have in our vessels, in the mind, the heart, no proof that we are in contact with the Creator. We don't feel anything in our senses. Rather, trying to carry out the advice of the sages who told us to do this, we should be happy about this. And truly, we don't want anything else, anything more. It's very opposite to our vessels of reception. It's very not characteristic of the will to receive, but what can you do? If we have to rise from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina, to bestow, then how can we see our vessels of reception that we are in right now? How these vessels feel if we rise to the quality of bestowal. In our vessels of reception, we don't feel anything. Not in our minds, not in our emotions, nothing. It's like we're just empty and dumb, ignorant. But what is holding us? What's holding us is that we are carrying out what is written in the books of the Kabbalists. This is called faith in the sages, meaning what they do, we follow. And I don't care what else happens. They have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. I don't trust my own senses. If I come to such a state, then from here on I have an entrance to spirituality. From here I begin to
Whenever I feel that there's something that's against my reason, is this precisely the Creator trying to get me to go above reason.
Yeah, of course, everything is designed by the upper force. There's nothing here that we actually do on our own. We're like kids in a kindergarten, and the kindergarten nanny organizes us and orchestrates all the actions. We don't do anything on our own. But to the extent that we nullify ourselves to the actions of the Creator upon us, we come closer and closer to what is called the work of the Creator. It's His work, not our work. Our work is just not to disturb Him, to detach from ourselves as much as possible, to turn ourselves into people who are willing to accept His providence no matter what happens. He tells us connect, we connect. He tells us to try to rise above reason, we do that. With that, we have to carry out things in this world in our vessels. We do that. So we start dividing ourselves to two worlds, where I am in bestowing as much as possible in faith above reason, and where I am in this world with my work, with my life, and within my reason. And this is how we want to build our observation on reality.
So
living in two worlds.
I feel this. I just all my work is to pray. All my effort is just to pray to the Creator to help me to go above reason.
כן, אבל זה להתפלל זה הכוונה היא שבכל זאת אתה
Yes, but to pray means that you are doing all kinds of preparations, and from that you're asking. You need to be clear on what you're asking. Just saying the words faith above reason is not going to help. You need to do all sorts of actions that are closer to
An excerpt of preparation for the study of Tess. It's from Rabash, Article 12, What are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator? In the beginning of one's study, when a person comes to study, if there is no desire to thereby achieve complete faith, which he can achieve through the light in the Torah by wanting to adhere to the one who wears it, who is clothed in the Torah, and he gives the light of the Torah, and none other, follows that he is studying Torah, which is the clothing of the Creator. Through it, he wants to achieve complete faith, to adhere to the one who wears it, who is the giver of the Torah.
In the last generation, we're reading from item number 6.
We need to connect all those things together because, after all, we are in a single desire. Although it shattered into many desires by the sin of the tree of knowledge, the shattering of Adam HaRishon, nevertheless, it's one desire. We are under the providence of one form, which is the Creator. And there's nothing more than the Creator and the created being. That's what we do. But this created being is divided into many parts. But nevertheless, we have a person and his family and his nation, his state, his earth, and his corporeality and spirituality. Because relative to the Creator, he sees all those things in a general form, how he connects everything, all the parts of creation, specifically from the shattering and the separation that he did, so they would feel how they have more deficiencies and more desires, and how they connect together, and by that they will reveal the Creator. From the analysis that they have, many desires, many thoughts, and they are divided and are colliding with one another until they come to synthesis, connection between them, and then they can discover the Creator on its entire complexity. Who is He? What is He? His thoughts, His desires, intentions, and so on and so forth. Consequently, we see that humanity's progress is also in such a way that we were used to develop personally, individually, and now we're coming to a state which is gradually becoming more round and more inclusive. Humanity feels itself entirely connected, like it or not, and we can't disconnect ourselves from humanity's future form, or specifically the end of correction towards which we are advancing. It won't happen when we reach the end of correction, the group, Nebuch, rather the whole world. And we need to take into consideration that the Creator has intended for that, and that's what He sees as the correct future, the good future, from the outset. That's how it was decreed. So when we are learning about the development of the world, the general law of development, we wish to ascribe to it our state, the state of the world, and our efforts for it. It gives us more strength, more greater direction and connection to our advancement. So let's see this part in the morning lesson about the last generation as the necessary thing, and actually the most important. When we yearn for connection, we yearn for the connection, correction of the world. And we are that group that is leading the correction. We exist only in order to keep this correction between everybody. We need to be the kli, the vessel that serves the Creator, and that in turn exists all over the world. So that's how we need to relate to the whole world. I have to bring to them the method of correction, the force of correction. I have to help them. I have to organize as many things as possible to be in it.
כן רב, אנחנו רואים שתמיד כל הזמן הטבע לוחץ עלינו.
We see that nature is constantly pressuring us towards development. So what is the point that the attitude changes?
I'm taking the group and the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah and my connection with the Creator as a prayer, and I'm trying to go together with my spiritual development, or even precede it. This is called I Awaken the Dawn. I want to accelerate my development
through actions in the ten,
only in this way. Me, the ten, the Creator, through the prayer.
Is it talking about only about private providence here, about the work of the people that are considered to be Israel? How do they influence the entire world? How does this light influence the entire world? If a person doesn't know this, that hasn't had the point awaken in him.
If we awaken these lights, we draw them through us to the entire world, clear to all of humanity. We become a pipeline, and we want to pass this upper light to them. we are included in their deficiency. We want to mitigate their deficiency and accelerate their development. That's what we do.
And everyone has to have this point in the heart awakening in them or not?
No, why? No, we have to do our actions, our work, to tie the Creator to all the created beings through us. We are as a pipeline, meaning we have a restriction, screen, reflected light, everything we need. And not that we don't have to worry about a desire for spirituality opening up for each and every person, a point in the heart. No, we just need to ensure that each and every person will be connected to the general spiritual development to some extent, even in the entire world, to know what's ahead of it, what it needs to come to, the form of connection between everyone. What is the future of the world from the point of view of nature, where just as nature is an integral system, also humanity, which is the most advanced part in nature, should also be connected and resemble the Creator as much as possible, more than all the other forms in nature. Meaning all the torments, from the smallest to the greatest and the most general, are only so we would rise above our ego, above our will to receive, and desire to get rid of it, because it is the source of all our sufferings. This is the problem. We need to teach everyone, to explain to everyone, in general,
שבסך הכל הסיבה של כל היסורים זה
the reason for all the sufferings, the reason for their existence is to pull us from the will to receive. And if we can pull ourselves out of our own will to receive, then we save ourselves from these torments and don't